It's Thursday, February 11th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. A California Wesleyan church is suing the State Department of Managed Health Care for a recent mandate requiring them to provide elective abortions with their health care plan. Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Eric Stanley is handling the case.
The whole case boils down to a very simple proposition that no one has the right to force other people to pay for their elective abortion, and that no church should ever be forced to pay for the taking of innocent human life. I mean, if the free exercise of religion means anything, it means that the state has no power to force a church to participate in the taking of innocent human life. And that's really what this case is about.
Stanley says this is an obvious violation of the First Amendment Establishment Clause. But here's some good news for you. Samaritan Ministries, the Christian medical sharing organization, announced they have added over 5,000 member households in just the last month. This puts the health sharing ministry at roughly 60,000 households, a 400% increase since Obamacare kicked in back in 2011. Families pay an average of $405 per month for medical coverage with Samaritan, about a quarter of the cost of Obamacare. Samaritan Ministries requires its members to be accountable members of a Christian church, and it will not cover abortions or abortifacients when it publishes needs. A high school principal is back on the job after apologizing for his Facebook comments concerning Islam. He had issued a post reading, "One Nation Under God, Not Allah." Gary Davison was also critical of homosexuality. Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Think not that I have come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." Matthew 10:32-34. Meanwhile, Pastor Wang Yizi has been released from China's black jail after a 5-month detention. The black jail is an unaccountable prison known for torturing its victims. China Aid, a human rights organization, reports that Pastor Yizi was thin and pale upon his release. He was known for his public opposition to the recent persecutions against Christian churches in that country. China Aid's Bob Fu told The Worldview that the pastor's release is an evidence of God's hand working.
According to my source, Pastor Huang was released due to the enormous international pressure. Of course, lots of prayers and the diplomatic pressure from many countries. And I mean, basically, he's totally innocent. And I think the authorities, at the end of the day, usually after, within 6 months in black jail, if we either have to bring a legal charge against him for another round of sentence, criminal trial and sentence, or have to free him.
Mr. Fu also says that China is incarcerating human rights lawyers in the same dungeon.
Already over 330 lawyers and human rights defenders were secretly detained, questioned, interrogated.
The Presbyterian Church USA's unofficial publication, The Layman, reports that the liberal denomination is expecting a loss of 400,000 members over the next 5 years, a 24% drop in membership. The PCUSA began allowing their pastors to officiate at homosexual marriages last year on March 17th. Jude 1:7-12 says, "In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind, autumn trees without fruit and uprooted." The head of North Korea's military was executed by order of the President Kim Jong-un, according to recent reports. This comes about a year after the execution of the country's defense minister. The message? Kim Jong-un is very nervous about the armed forces, according to a Fox News source. Relations with neighboring countries have cooled of late, as both Japan and South Korea have announced new sanctions against the hermit state. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. Psalm 46, 6. A Malaysian court ruled earlier this week that Sharia courts in the country may only handle divorce cases when both parties are Muslim. This will affect Christians who are married to unbelievers who break covenant. Over 1 million citizens are trapped in Syria's besieged cities, according to the Siege Watch from the Washington-based Syria Institute. In a report from Christian Today, a Protestant pastor, Harut, is calling on all Christian pastors to stay in country and minister to the Syrian people. The courageous pastor said, "God called me to be here, and being a pastor is not for good days only. It's for all the time, every day." Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie have called it quits in the race for the Republican presidential nomination after the recent New Hampshire primaries Monday night. The Republicans left in the race to battle it out are Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich. South Carolina primaries are slated for next Saturday. Sears is closing 50 stores, and that announcement comes after Macy's announced closure of 40 stores. Business analysts say that the department stores are the weakest in retailing, which bodes badly for the future of American malls. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.